At one time, this town was the end of the road, with the mighty Cascades a barrier to travel further west. But in 1972, a new road was blazed, and travel and tourism began to boom. The story of that place is today's edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
It's time for another American Countryside listener trip. I'm inviting you to join me on an agricultural tour of the Hawaiian Islands, February 3rd to the 12th. Enjoy a Polynesian luau, visit Pearl Harbor, and explore Volcanoes National Park. Ag highlights include Maui Pineapple Plantation, Kona Coffee, Monsanto Hawaii, and more. All airfare, resorts, and many meals are included. And right now, you can save $200 per person on our early bird special. For more information, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. Winthrop, Washington was established as a trading post in the 1890s by Guy Waring. Today, Doug Moore makes the town his home.
It was just a couple of homes, a couple of small businesses, and then he also built the famous Duck Brand Saloon, which is across the street, and that's one of the original buildings here.
That saloon was actually endorsed by many Christian newspapers because it regulated how much one could consume.
Guy Waring, he didn't drink, and he didn't really like the whole idea of alcohol or anything, so to control it, he actually built a saloon so that he could control and regulate any drinking that did go on in town.
When the town was established, this was essentially the end of the road. The Cascade Mountains were a barrier to traveling further west.
It didn't go really any further than this. From here up to where the mining took place was up in the Cascades up at Hart's Pass. During the winter, I mean, that was just so impassable up there. This was the only logical place to kind of call home.
In fact, it wasn't until relatively recently that a highway was blazed west from Winthrop through the Cascades.
Tourism really did not become a thing up here until the North Cascade Highways went in, which is in 1972. Prior to that, the big thing up here was basically hunting.
Highway 20 is one of just three state routes in Washington that closes during the winter. Some mountain passes will be filled with snow 20 feet deep. Hunting is still a big draw here, although cars seem to do their share of the hunting. Recently, there were over 400 car collisions with deer in the county. More from the town next time as we travel the countryside in Winthrop, Washington. I'm Andrew McRae.